What are the rules of calling dibs? I mean, you can call dibs on just about anything, right?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I think we have to figure out, does this fall into that category?
All right, Tanya wants to know if you can call dibs on someone you're not dating. And if you've got an issue and you want us to help you out with it, you can always message us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com, or give us a call or text us, 502-795-1997. Let's get to it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
That's what Tanya says. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I've had a crush on a coworker for the longest time, and all my friends know that I'm pretty much in love with this guy. He's all I ever talk about.
Aww.
Well, over the weekend, we were all getting drinks, and one of my closest friends went home and hooked up with him.
Oh, no!
Total violation of girl code, friend code, every code. She ruined everything. My questions are, is now, is he off limits because she hooked up with him?
Mm-hmm.
And could you forgive a friend for hooking up with someone that you like? I know he's not my boyfriend, but everybody knows how much I love that man.
Yeah, okay. I can understand a little bit of jealousy. And, you know, I don't think you can fault your friend. My grandma always had a saying, you know, poop or get off the pot.
We went straight to your grandma for the, I like that.
So
that's cute.
My, you know, I say that because it's like, hey, Tanya, why didn't you ask him? Why didn't
exactly.
you shoot your shot?
Right. Or, you know, did she and she was turned down? I mean, if that's the case, then no, you can't call dibs on him anymore. Lindsay said, yes, you like him, but neither you nor him have made a move after the longest time. Is it possible that your friend also has feelings for him but hasn't been able to talk about it because you're the one always talking about how much you have a crush on him?
Oh, gosh, that's a good thought.
I understand being mad or upset for a while, but you're not dating, and it doesn't sound like you're in high school anymore.
That's true.
I was immediately thinking this sounds a little high schoolish.
Yeah, so what is your experience with this? I would be curious to know if you had a situation where you and your friend were kind of both pining after the same person, and one of you got there first.
Right, one of you, like, verbalized it first, and the other one felt like, well, I can't say anything now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people asking, like, have you told him? Like, have you made a move? If not, then no. You don't have any room to, like, prevent anybody from, you know, hooking up with him. Even though, obviously, it's, yes, you've made it known in your friend group, and maybe that's not the best move, especially if your friend didn't say, hey, I know you really like him, but we're kind of vibing, and do you mind if I explore that?
Right. I got a text from a listener. You can call dibs on the last piece of pie, the front seat, etc. You can't call dibs on a person. Objectification much? LOL. I mean, I get that. And then another person's like, look, it doesn't have anything to do with the concept of dibs. It's just basically a concept where you respect your friend's feelings and won't try to engage with that person romantically while they're making their own attempt. Okay.
Okay.
But it didn't sound like she was ever making her attempts.
Yep. Corey is just kind of like making it simple. Nope. Can't be mad. You wait. You lose.
Mm.
Or maybe her friend was just doing research to find out if, you know, he's good enough.
You know what?
For research purposes, I went on with him.
You know, I am just doing this as a favor to you.
Right. If he's rubbish, they'll let you know and you don't have to waste your time.
So you know one way or the other. what's happening with this guy?
Exactly. Ginger says it sounds like he's become an obsession for you, even though he isn't reciprocating your feelings and that your friend, in quotes, has little to no respect for you. You deserve more and should seriously consider moving on from them both.
Okay. Now, Carrie had messaged us and said, look, same thing happened to me. I had called dibs on a guy at work that as soon as he wasn't seeing someone, I was going to make my move. All my friends knew this. Well, Debbie swooped in first. I was mad. She turned into his rebound. They saw each other for a few weeks and broke it off. I played the long game, was his friend and there to talk to. Then several months of being his friend, we became more than friends and have been married for 3 years. So stick to it, girl.
Oh, well, see?
And that's kind of one of those.
Way to play it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of one of those. If it's meant to work out, it'll work out.
Right. And maybe you just need to be patient.
Yeah.
But, and again, I have no idea if she's laid any groundwork with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what the status of their relationship is, how close they are, if she has ever, again, I guess hinted at her feelings.
Right.
So maybe you just sit back and let this play out and see what happens.
Yeah, 100%. So there you go. Group therapy. Hopefully, Tanya, this gives you some guidance as to how you should play it. But yeah, I think both of us are saying, hey, if it's meant to work out, it's meant to work out. You can't really be mad at your friend, but you can just be there for the guy when they break up, if they ever
go out. And again, it's just like, you know, one hookup. Not sure if they're going to start dating or what's going to happen with that. So just maybe sit back and, you know, I understand it stings, but what are you going to do if you haven't, like, made a move? Then I don't think he's your property.
All is fair in love and war, right?
Yes, indeed, sir.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.